Here's the dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Yeah, that's right. Time for You Big Dummy! Where we take real stories of real dumb people doing dumb stuff, read the real stories, and then we vote on the biggest dummy. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A helicopter pilot hungry for McDonald's decided to land his copter directly next to the restaurant. Maybe it was Slip Skipley. Witnesses said the green helicopter landed next to the McDonald's Sunday, and the pilot was seen going into the eatery, buying some food, and then exiting via the copter. The man, who identified himself as Dan, told KISFM-FM's morning host Kyle and Jackie O, "Yeah, man, Kyle and Jackie O!" He obtained permission before landing his aircraft. The radio show offered $1,000 to the pilot if he called into the show. Dan asked for the reward money to be donated to the Ronald McDonald House charity. The Civil Aviation Safety Authority said the landing would be considered legal if the pilot got permission from the landowner before touching down. Spokesman Peter Gibson said the investigation into the incident is ongoing. McDonald's Australia spokeswoman, Sky Oxenham, decided to indicate that the chain consented to the landing. "We welcome all customers into our restaurants as long as they arrive and depart safely."
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy two. Officials at a Connecticut school said a sign with the word entrance on it was misspelled and went unnoticed for several months. Superintendent Scott Schoonmaker said the sign was put up in August after being made by an outside company. He said the typo was unnoticed until he received a call from Chaz and AG. What the hell? The morning show at WPLR. What's going on? Yeah, man. Morning show dummies. Yeah, Chaz and AJ. Yeah. "I've probably driven by that sign 1,000 times, the superintendent said, "but you're not paying attention when you're coming and going." Schoonmaker said that the sign will be replaced and the misspelled version will be auctioned off by WPLR for a charity event.
Dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Three dummies. A naked squatter refused to cover up after being confronted by police. The deputy approached the home and looked in the window after being called by the real estate agent. There he saw a woman, 37, naked in the living room. When the officer knocked on the door, she answered, still naked, and claimed to be the owner of the house. The woman refused to put her clothes on after the deputy asked her to do so, saying that she was allowed to be naked in her own home. As the officer tried to put handcuffs on the woman, she fought with him, leading him to call for backup. She faces charges of trespassing, battery of a law enforcement officer, and resisting arrest.
La-dee-dee, hey, la-dee-dum is dummy.
Oh, yeah. Dummy number four, right? Yeah, dummy number four. Dummy number four. A man trying to take scenic photos of his SUV by the Jersey Shore almost lost the vehicle as it began to sink. Police responded to a call on Tuesday about a vehicle stuck at Island Beach State Park. Video posted to Facebook shows the man using a shovel trying to dig the white Land Rover from the sand. At one point, a wave crashes over the vehicle and he continues to dig. Officials said it was low tide when help arrived and a tow company moved his SUV. The driver had a permit, which allows him to operate a four-wheel drive vehicle on fishing beaches. He was not issued a summons. Witnesses said the man insisted on driving the vehicle all the way, even though the engine was making strange sounds.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy five! Police say a Florida man attempted to bribe an officer with Taco Bell. Pasco police officer Joshua Glash stopped the driver of a black Honda and noticed two small bags of white powder in the center console. The driver then tried to cover the bags with his cell phone. When asked, the driver told the officer that it was just cocaine residue and offered Glass a quote-unquote hookup to Taco Bell if the officer would ignore the drugs. According to the report, Officer Glass thanked him for the offer since he likes Taco Bell. He declined, and the man was arrested.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
All right, we have to vote. This is a good week, man. Dan, you're here for a good week.
It is a good week.
Oh, my God. Dummies. Okay, let's see. We've got the dummy who tried to who landed a helicopter next to a McDonald's. We've got the dummy school that did not notice the word entrance was misspelled on a sign. We've got the dummy naked squatter who refused to get dressed and resisted arrest. We got the dummy whose SUV nearly sank when he parked it on the beach. And the dummy who offered would offer a cop Taco Bell if he ignored the drugs in his car. Okay, Dan?
Well, the guy that landed at McDonald's seemed like he at least played it off well enough to where the owners of the McDonald's weren't angry at him. So as much as I like that one, I got to go with the guy, because I've seen the video, who parked his white Land Rover right on the shore at the Jersey Shore, and it sank into the sand. Just because I've seen the video and the visual of him digging, stopping to dig because the tide was coming in, starting to dig again,
yeah,
only to have the tide come in right on him. It's pretty good.
Okay. All right. So you're going with the SUV. Vic, where are you going with this?
I'm going to support the naked squatter in part because it's just fun to say naked squatter on the radio, but also that's
right.
Pretty dumb.
Naked squatter. All right. Esmeralda, what about you?
I like Taco Bell guy.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I got to go with Taco Bell guy. I actually heard Seth Myers did a bit on this during his opening his news broadcast. He said the punchline was he told the story about how the guy had cocaine. He tried to bribe the officer with Taco Bell, and then the post that he said he was arrested for drug possession and attempted murder. So it was funny, man. Funny. All right, Taco Bell dummy. He's our dummy. All right, we got a break. News is coming up, and then we got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and it'll become Fly Jams Friday. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, context.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower in the Allstate Studios, and we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We're going to jump into Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. But before that, I just got the highlights for Outside the Loop Radio. Outside the Loop Radio is this great radio show that's on every Saturday morning at 6 o'clock right here on WGN. It's hosted by Mike Steven, my former producer, and produced by Andy Herman, my former producer as well. And here's some of the stuff that you can hear on Outside the Loop Radio. Mike will talk to one of the people involved in the March to Springfield. This is a group of that is marching 200 miles to the Capitol over the state budget. Then he's going to visit with the author of Five Things You Might Not Know About Chicago Picasso. And he'll also interview the founder of Urban Nerd Herd about how hiking helped her overcome her depression. And then finally, Broham, Mike Steven, is going to discuss his speech to a high school journalism conference and how he talked about how much he loves tacos. Good work, Broham. All right, that's Outside the Loop Radio. You can hear it right here on WGN every Saturday morning at 6. It's a great show. Good guys. Okay, Dan Long is in for Dan Chigrew, who, if you don't know, he and his wife are expecting, and it could happen any day now. So Dan Long has been kind enough to be sitting in this week and next week as well. So are you ready for the Straight Out of Context? I can't hear you.
How's that?
There you go.
I'm ready to go. We're rolling 22 this morning.
Okay, here we go.
All right, we'll start with Tom and Ken in Milwaukee. Both heard this one. It's Violetta Podramatic.
Put your tongue in it.
Put your tongue in it? Okay. Okay, next.
All right, Scott Wheaton sent this one in. It's you.
Breaststroking.
I was talking about swimming. It was entirely innocent. Okay.
From Peter in Decatur, emailed this one over. It's Esmeralda.
And then what happens when it's down there?
Jeez. All right.
From both Mark D and Eric, Steve Grzanich.
Yeah, I always got in trouble for playing with it, too.
Very good.
All right. Cochrane Show producer Mike Jacobson heard this one. It's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini.
What's the biggest problem with women in the shower?
There you go, Esmeralda. That's the first one. First one,
what
by the way.
What does that even mean?
Dan, just so you know, Esmeralda particularly likes the Lou Manfredini out of context. Those are her favorites.
Yeah, well, she's in luck because we have another one from Lou Man, from Brian and Patrick.
Play around with that tip.
His show is the filthiest on this station. Okay.
Next, from Brian, it's Sam Paniatovich.
Didn't you put it in for like 10 minutes?
Okay. Were you there for that one, Dan?
I was not.
Oh, okay.
I have no...
Oh, you were on the beat.
I have no context for that one.
No context for that one, okay.
Speaking of the beat, Peter in Decatur sent this one of At the Car, Mark Carman, although I don't remember this happening either.
Okay.
He stripped guys down there all the time.
That's good. And tell everybody, by the way, give credit for what you produce here at the station, Dan.
I produce The Beat, Saturdays 4 to 7, Sundays 3 to 6. Get your... Week in Sports.
Yeah.
From Mark Carman and Harry Tynowitz and Adam Hoge and Jared Payton, all in some kind of rotating fashion.
Right.
And Saturday nights, 9 to 11, The Nocturnal Journal with Dave Hoekstra.
That's right. That's what Dan... And Dan was a producer of my Saturday show for some time.
Yeah, that's sprung from our old time slot.
Yeah, our old time slot on Saturday nights. I just wanted to give you credit for what you do here at the station, buddy. Okay, next one.
Eric heard this one. It's Wendy Snyder.
Can I leave my clothes on?
Okay.
Here's another one from Eric. Also Wendy.
Yeah, I feel you definitely funny should. Doing it while I'm on the air.
No, you'll be fine.
And those noises they make, if you're going, oh my God. You know, I didn't want to do that on the air. So
what? What the hell? Okay. The midday show is filthy. Okay.
Wow. Must be that bonus hour.
Man. Yeah. Okay.
From Mike, it's Rokan.
People who work with their hands on their knees and on their back.
Oh, man. All right.
Next from Paul, it's Nick DiGilio.
Uh-oh.
How did his shorts go Sunday?
His shorts. Yeah. Okay. Next.
From Brian and Ken in Milwaukee, it's the whole afternoon show crew, Kevin Powell, Rokan, Violetta Podramatic, and Anna DeVlantis.
The question was, how big is the rod? How big is the rod, Eddie?
Mm. How big is your rod, Dan?
Seems like a legitimate question.
Yeah, how big's the rod?
How big's your rod, Dan?
He's not exactly sure, but he does know it's fairly thick.
Guys are never sure. They're not very specific, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't know the exact size of the rod. It's just...
Well, it depends.
It's a thick rod. I mean,
there's a lot. Yeah. There are a lot of variables that go into
like
that.
Time of day.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. I mean, how much action. You know, it's like, you know, if you're up and you're moving around a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be some issue there, right? I mean,
it's warmer. If it's colder.
There's swelling. There's all kinds of things. Yeah.
You're avoiding the question, which is.
If it's cold out, it's going to shrink.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know what to say there.
I can provide some help.
There's no way that they didn't know that they were going to end up in this segment. There's no way that they had that conversation and not know that they were going to end up on this segment. Okay, what's next?
All right, next. From Kenham, Milwaukee, the great Tom Skilling.
That's it. That finishes me off.
Oh, I like that one. That might be my favorite one so far this week. Oh, Skilling. Okay.
All right, Kenham, Milwaukee again with Rowan Anna.
Jeez.
Then there was a dry spell.
I was 23 years old, and then there was a dry spell of 30 years, and I have now achieved that again.
Sorry to hear that, Ro. All right.
From Steve the limo driver and a texter from the 608 area code, both gave us this one of Nick DiGilio.
He had like a big club. I was talking about Captain Caveman. I was talking about a Saturday morning cartoon. Perfectly innocent. Okay.
All right, here's one from Esmeralda, courtesy of Al from Justice.
It was very long.
All right. Next.
All right, next. Kathy in Antioch, Doug and Cam the Barber both sent this one, and it's you again.
Wow. Dan, did you take yours out of your package? I knew it. As soon as I said it, I knew it, too. As soon as I said it, I knew it. Yeah. All right.
Brian coming up big with another one from Wendy Snyder.
Steve has to go get busy.
Oh. Whoa. Talking about Bertrand. He's always busy. All right.
This one is from Tim, and it's Anna DeVlantis.
It doesn't seem like we've had a day where it really hasn't been coming at us fast and furious.
Okay. Yeah, next.
Friend of the show, Jim Hankey, emailed this one, and it's you.
Who the hell wants to see a teenage Bam Bam? That's good. Okay, next.
And this is the last one.
Yeah.
Jesse and engineer Ernie Skatton both sent this exchange between Bill and Wendy, of course.
Everybody's so excited you use both hands, because yes,
yeah,
we know you're ambidextrous. I know. We all know that.
A couple people watching commented that they'd never seen anything quite like that before.
Oh, boy. All right, that's straight out of context. We got a break here for weather and traffic. When we come back, we've got Nick D's show Spies and then Fly Jams Friday. So that's all coming up.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah, man, that's right. We're back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday is coming up. No requests. If you want to text some requests, and we can have them for future Fly Jams Fridays, 312-981-7200. But before we get to the Fly Jams Fridays, it's Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24/7 to the station. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy, jot it all down, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
All right, our spies this week are Wild Bill and Peter in Decatur. And here's Michael Heideman, Patty's producer, talking about how much he enjoyed kind of stepping into the chaos that unfolded here earlier in the week.
That's right.
It was very, very cool. I'm a huge fan of Nick DiGilio's show. I mean, I've listened to it nearly every night since I've been working here. And getting to, like, work next to him before he gets his Walk of Fame thing.
He's on the Walk of Fame.
That's huge. I got to see Dan Long, Dan Chagrou. I mean, it was an awesome night.
Well,
so,
there you go.
Yeah, very thankful.
That is a good night.
Yeah. He did a great job. I want to thank Dean Heideman. As we discovered, his last name is Heideman, and that was the dean of students at my high school. So we've got these weird, like, producer things going on, as you know, Dan.
Yeah, your friend was Dan Long.
My best friend growing up when I was a kid was Dan Long. And now I got this, Michael Heideman comes in, and I was like, I'm just going to call you Dean Heideman, because when I went to high school at Luther North between 79 and 83, the dean of students was Don Heideman, Donald Heideman. And then we find out that Michael's middle name is Donald. So he immediately became Dean Heidemann. And I had a very special relationship with Dean Heidemann. He gave me 9 million detentions when I was going to school there. So, no, I want to thank him for stepping in. It was a chaotic night, for those of you who don't know, Monday night into Tuesday morning. Dan got a phone call from his wife. She may or may not. Oh, boy, it's the call, because they're waiting, you know, to have a baby. And he had to leave, like, right toward the beginning of the show. And people were scrambling, and Adam Phillips was here. He helped out. Michael came in and sat in, and then Dan Long was called. He was working out at 3 o'clock in the morning and had missed 22 messages. Everybody stepped up. Esmeralda started like giving me printouts of stuff. Like she had flashbacks that she was working with Johnny B again, right, Esmeralda?
Yes.
but everybody came together, and I want to thank Michael. He did a great job, and I'm glad he likes the show. That was very nice of him to say.